going to have a park pavilion coming on with 7 bathrooms, and we're already $65,000 over budget, and they're going to throw the maintenance of this trail on there, and somebody's going to have to start finding some more revenue if we're going to be doing things like this. So I like the trail, I don't like the maintenance agreement that we're going to be stuck with on.
Well, thank you for your comment. I know that the city has a connectivity concern, and they've always tried to work on development and have that availability out there.
House President, just to...
I'm making my comment. You were done. Can I make finish?
And then yes, and then I'll...
Okay. Because I wanted to ask Paul Rosenberg, $120,000?
No, it's $65,000.
For $65,000?
On page 1.
Was that a hard cost, or was there some going back and forth with another department?
The highway department staffs both the highway and the parks department.
Right.
And there was more labor conducted in the parks activity than the highway department. And so the later agenda item will consider moving the budget from the highway group to the parks group to fund the activity. But there's no additional dollars spent. They're just being
correct.
Charged to the parks as opposed
one
to...
One was up, one was down.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Alderman.
Okay, so the area would be on page 90, and it's item number 1 where it says, that said, recreational paths shall be maintained and kept in good order and condition by the city at the sole cost and expense of the city. And that's the one area that I would like to have some kind of reconsideration on, for that it says kept in good order or the sole cost after a 5-year period or something.
I'm going to have to refer to Ms. Rosenberg or maybe Mark in regards to we were going to be using park impact funds on this, weren't we?
I'm not certain, but I see a...
I see a nod.
Yes, we talked.
And so, that's a legal question. If you want to impose that kind of an element, is it going to work?
There are two different issues that I think you're talking about here. The Alderman of the 3rd District is talking about maintenance, which is an ongoing cost that will occur year after year after year. The park impact fees is a financing mechanism to acquire infrastructure. And so one would acquire it as opposed to one would be caught dealing with the maintenance of it on an ongoing basis.
Okay, well, it's going to be ours, but we're not going to maintain it.
No, we are, according to what we're adopting.
No, you want to put a 5-year
moratorium.
5-year lifetime. The city attorney might have to come.
Council. That's all the further it goes.
My recollection is that this subject matter of the public trail in this development was reviewed, ultimately negotiated by staff and the developer. I'm going to guess approximately around September, October, November in 2017. I remember lengthy points with regard to the use of impact fees, and I could be wrong because Department of City Development staff and engineering did most of the work on this with regard to location, etc., etc., and I'm remembering former planner Fuchs doing it, but my recollection is developer did not want a public trail, which did, according to the developer's perspective, did not serve this particular development. It just connected for the future and currently goes to and stops at undeveloped lands. And the subject matter was negotiated in its entirety, and the bottom line was it's going to be akin to a small public way, a road, a right-of-way. So the city will maintain it. And I don't know if there's any time limits on it. Developers still waiting on the development agreement. Part of it was all done, but part of it was to fill in the blank to describe this path. So if you want to put it over to the next meeting, I don't know if that causes problems or not, but my recollection is this was all done repeatedly a long time ago.
Before I had my question answered. So I also recollect the council sitting here, and when they heard there was park impacties, everybody went, what? We're maintaining that? What? And then I remember the park commission going to the meetings and them saying they weren't notified and how to get in there, who negotiated it. So when my question ever came, it sounded like something came about in the plan commission where there was an interest in the trail. And I, like I said, I don't have any problem with the trail. Maybe the idea would be that even the developer wouldn't have to snowplow it and clean it in the winter for 5 years. And then the city could take it over from that point, where maybe the city doesn't have to clean it for 5 years until it actually connects. I'm just trying to give us some sort of winter break on clearing of trails for something that clearly will only serve this development currently. I love connection, I love trails, you know, in my district I'm working really hard to connect things, but there will be a cost. And if there is any consideration we could make where even the developer or the city could have a little less cost, that was my consideration.
City Council.
I have a question for planning staff, engineering staff. Is there any other public trail or public pedestrian way in the city of Franklin that private property owners maintain?
Sidewalks.
Not public sidewalks. I was going to say that, but then you said it before I got to say it, and I was going to say it because I knew you would. No, Mr. Deedle's shaking his head no.
I've been told that some locations, private properties get to it before we do, but if they didn't, we would get it. So,
what does private properties get to it before you do mean?
Because it's lowest on our priority list. You know, we clear the roads, roadways, and get them passable and do all the cleanup work. Then we work on these for trails. So, like the one that goes from Robin Wood behind the church, I've been told sometimes the church will clean that off.
Okay, but it's not their obligation.
It's not their obligation.
51st Street? Ross and North? The trail?
I'd have to check with staff. I'm not aware.
Okay. We had a motion.
Motion stands.
Do you have any other questions, Alderman?
That's it. Just want to make my motion.
Okay. We had the motion. We had a second.
One question,
Alderman Mayor.
This is
Google
Parks.
Alderman Barber, you have a question?
Yes, sir.
Parks.
Google
Parks?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 No. Roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
Motion passes, 4 in favor, 1 against. G7, resolution authorizing certain officials to accept the conservation easement for and as part of the review and approval of a final plat for Ryan Wood Manor Phase 1 subdivision at approximately South 76th Street and West Oakwood Road, Oakwood at Ryan Creek LLC applicant. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G8, 2019 Sanitary Sewer User Fee Review. Mr. Rosenberg, do you want to enlighten the council?
Bond.
Thank you, Alderman. On an annual basis, the city reviews its sanitary sewer fee, which is a fee that is charged to users of the sanitary sewer. We do it on an annual basis in the first quarter because we partner with Metropolitan Milwaukee Sewage District to provide that service, and MMSD modifies their rates on an annual basis on January 1st. The council action before you indicates that the staff is recommending a sewer rate increase of $4.89 on an annual basis that amounts to 2.2%. That's a little larger on the local side than it has been in prior years, partly because the sanitary sewer fund has been investing in various equipment the last couple of years. I list in the council action sheet the value of those investments, $552,000 in 2018 and $300,000 with equipment in 2017. This additional revenue of $3.66 on a local basis approximates $40,000 a year. So you can see it would take multiple years at this rate to recover that capital investment. Finance Committee did look at this at its recent meeting and recommends approval. I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Ms. Rosenberg, when this sheet came before us, wasn't the figure on the Franklin charge 5% in the finance packet? It looks like it was changed, because I know.
Well, the Finance Committee, and I believe, Alderman, you yourself asked that there be changes made to the recommendation.
Yes.
I'm looking it up, so give me a second to see that particular piece.
I was just curious what.
It was 4.9% on page 5 of the Finance Committee, and
right, so
it remains 4.9%.
Okay. That was my question.
All right. Okay. I had a motion and a second. All in favor?
I'm sorry if I'm asking questions.
You have the...
I think I have the right to do
you
that.
You do.
Somebody's very testy. I don't know what you're talking about.
So the motion passes. 5 in favor, none against?
Yeah. I have no idea.
G9. Request to engage Ehlers and Associates to conduct an arbitrage review of the 2014A and the 17 bond issues. I have a first and a second. Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G10, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2018-2345, an ordinance adopting the 2019 annual budget for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2019 to establish a 2019 budget for TID 6.
So move.
I have a motion and a second. You don't want to hear from Mr. Rosenberg. Questions, Ms. Wilhelm?
Is anything moving forward? Anything approved? I haven't heard anything on this for a while.
Actually, the city sold $6 million worth of general obligation tax-exempt bonds recently related to this particular item. That did include...
I guess I wasn't talking about from a finance, I'm sorry, from...
Project,
yes.
This TID 6 developer's agreement was signed in late November 2018. The developer is scheduled to begin construction on water infrastructure early summer.
We expect DNR permit this week.
And they will then, under the developer's agreement, ask city for reimbursement of those costs. So we have commitments for $9 million for the costs the developer is in. We financed $6 million, and then as construction continues throughout 2019, there may be an additional debt offering to finance the final third of that $9 million commitment.
I'm more concerned about building development commitments, people coming in.
Well, that can't occur until after the streets, sewer, and water are in, and so that's the first part of what's going to occur in that area.
Yeah, usually you have sort of something you know is going to go there, you have sort of a commitment you know is going to go there, and that was what I was, I keep hearing something's coming, but I don't, but we're going to put on, just asking, have we gotten any more commitment?
Not that I'm aware of that there are any commitments.
Okay, I had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
This is, requires a roll call vote.
A roll call vote?
Excellent.
Okay.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. G11, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2017-2301, an ordinance adopting the 2018 annual budget for general solid waste, St. Martin's Fairs, Civic Celebrations, Fire Grants, TID 4 and TID 5 funds for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2018.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Alderman Mayer.
Just clarification, Paul. This is all money that's already been spent. We're just rearranging the budget to cover expenses that we've already had.
That's correct. I would make a point, though, just because it is a little unusual. This amendment does also include a $60,000 transfer from the general fund to the St. Martin's Fair Fund. You will recall for a number of years, St. Martin's Fair Fund has been operating at a deficit, and so this would take some of the surplus from the general fund in 2018, which was much larger than expected, and transfer it over to the St. Martin's Fair Fund. So it's a little unusual. It's included in here. I just wanted to point it out so that someone didn't think there was something going under the table.
So does that zero out the St. Martin's Fair?
It brings it to a small surplus at the end of 2018.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Alderman Wilhelm.
Paul, can you give us an update on the TID 4 figures?
Yes. As mentioned in the council action sheet in the second page, TID 4 had an appropriation of approximately $1.2 million. There were a number of development activities that the council took last year, and I failed to notify the council that we were spending more than the appropriation. So this is providing an additional $250,000 worth of appropriations in the TID. The engineering contract that was approved at the end of June, which was $1.2 million, approximately $500,000 has now been spent on that contract through this month. It's likely that the balance of that contract will be canceled, so while we will have made commitments for greater than the budget, we will not have spent more than what was in the budget.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Mayer.
TID 4 is the newest one by 27th and Oakwood, right?
It is 27th and Oakwood. It's not the newest, but it's
it's
in the 27th and Oakwood area, yes.
Right.
This would also require a roll call.
Roll call vote. Okay, Madam Clerk. Well, I think I had a motion and a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're ready for roll call vote, please.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman
Taylor?
Aye. Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
The motion passes, 5 in favor and none against. G12, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2018-2345, an ordinance adopting the 2019 annual budget for the general fund, development fund, civic celebration, capital outlay fund, equipment replacement fund, capital improvement fund, TIBS 3, 4, 5, 6, sanitary sewer. I've got a motion and
second.
Second. Taylor and Barber. Questions, Alderman Mayer?
Just for clarification, this is similar to the last one. It's just
This is different than the last one in that these are commitments the city made in 2018. So they were encumbrances, if you will. The projects were incomplete, and so when the invoices arrive in 2019, we want to make sure there's an additional amount available in the budget. So what it does is it moves revenues from 2018 that weren't spent but were planned to be spent, moves those over to 2019
so that it's equal.
So, right.
Yep. Any other questions? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G13, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2018-2345, an ordinance adopting the 2019 annual budgets for the capital outlay fund for the city of Franklin for fiscal year 2019 to carry over incomplete 2018 projects as an amendment to the 2019 budget. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G14, a resolution to amend the City of Franklin's investment policy.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any questions?
Nope.
Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G15. Committee of the Whole recommendations. There will be no action on these items. H is miscellaneous licensing.
All right. All are approved except for Alyssa Reeder, hold for appearance.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Do I need a roll call on this one? No. No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? A motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Vouchers and payroll approval. I won. Motion approving the following: city vouchers for the ending date of March 1st, 2019, in the amount of $4,223,236.58, and payroll dated March 1st, 2019, in the amount of $404,541.27, and the payment of various payroll deductions in the amount of $227,472.34, with plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated March 15, 2019, in the amount of $395,000, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $422,000, plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds and investments, with an ending date of March 1, 2019, in the amount of $6,808,682.42. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
I have a first and a second. Roll call.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Adjourn.
Second.
I have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.